Happy Halloween, everyone. Today I decided to release this brand new episode on its 40th anniversary. Yes, this episode, The Halloween Dream, aired 40 years ago today, on October 29th, 1979. According to IMDb, this episode is, quote, often cited by fans and critics as being the worst and or least popular episode in the series. Now, although it might have been a bit off the rails, so to speak, I think Chris Hassler and I had a blast discussing it. I hope you enjoy it too, and have a happy Halloween.
Suffered long enough. It is time to strike.
The son of Running Bull will be here soon.
And what if he does not come? What if he fears the white man? He is just a boy.
Running Bull fears no man. Neither will the son of Running Bull. You said he would come on the first full moon. Tonight, the moon is full. I will send some of my braves to meet him on the trail.
Sly Fox speaks with strong tongue of one he does not know. Why did he not come before?
Time was not right. We needed guns. Running Bull has many guns. Repeating rifles stolen from the Bluecoats. They cannot stop us.
I hope Sly Fox speaks with much wisdom.
My fellow chiefs, the son of Running Bull will lead us to victory.
Holy cow, I have to stop this now.
Wait, you're just about to hear yell.
All right, you're right.
It's coming.
It's a tough one.
We shall kill the white man.
So, and then the eye roll from the chief there.
He looks like Ed Vigoda. Vigoda.
You know,
yeah.
I feel bad for that guy. You know who that is? That's Frank Dacova, and he played the Indian on F Troop too.
Oh my God!
I think that's all he did was play Indians, and I felt so bad.
Oh my! That's really him.
That's him. He was on F Troop, and he was funny on F Troop. And when he did that eye roll when the other Indian did the yell, I thought he was going to be like a funny Indian.
Chief Kilowatt.
Of the Lightfoot tribe.
Well, do you know his name is Chief Kilowatt?
Yep.
What the heck? So weird.
It's punny.
He was also in the Ten Commandments.
Frank Dacova.
Ooh, he played Jack in Follow That Dream with Elvis Presley.
What?
Yeah.
Why didn't I remember that? Holy
I don't
cow.
Know. He is a very well. You know what? Welcome to Walnut Grovecast. My name is Mark, and I am on tonight with Chris Hassler. How are you, Chris?
All right. What's going on?
Nothing much, man. Happy Halloween. We are releasing this episode. Exactly. Wait, how many
okay.
years? We're, yeah, as you're listening to it. This originally aired on October 29th, 1979, right?
It's a 79 episode?
Yeah. So I am going to be releasing it. On October 29th, 2019. Exactly, what is that, 40 years?
We should have a listening party.
Ooh, a listening party. That sounds pretty fancy.
For the episode, so that way NBC can't shut us down.
Yeah, it's a good point. We could have a listening party. Do they have listening parties? I guess I can add video to it.
Right?
Huh. You know
and
what?
This is fair use too, because we're talking about the show, and we need the footage for context.
But what are we going to do? Are we going to critique our own critique?
No, we'll just have people on and have them critique ours.
I don't know if I like these people critiquing me so much. I get a lot of critiques. All right. Well, October 29th. 2019, that's today. if you're listening to this episode when it was released. And happy Halloween in 2 days. This episode.
Can I ask what is your son?
Oh,
no one asks.
You know what? I have to look up the guy's name. But he's from Top Gun.
He's going as Maverick.
No, the other guy, the one who's dead. He wanted. He's Val going Kilmer.
Who is it? No, Val Kilmer was.
I'm just looking at the cast. Rain Man, I don't.
Or what was his name? Iceman, right?
Rain Man. No, Rain Man is a different movie.
Iceman, and then
the Iceman.
The other guy who's dead is
Goose.
Goose.
Yeah, he's either, I don't know which one he is. He's one of the ones, according to my wife, that died. I never saw Top Gun. You're like, what?
What? So, no way.
Yeah, I never saw Top Gun. It's on my list. You know, I really should see it. Tim Robbins is in that movie. Wow, it's a good cast, actually.
Yep.
Anthony Edwards from ER. So, he's that. What about you? What are your girls this year?
I have to make a llama costume.
Oh, llama.
So this is going to be interesting.
A llama costume. What is that? A bunch of just
it's
fur?
Boxes. It's boxes, and then you put the felt on the box.
Oh, man.
You know, so you make it look like fur. I don't – yeah.
This sounds big.
I'm following this Pinterest thing.
Oh, my God. Fail. Oh man, you got to take pictures of that. Yeah, my son has a jumpsuit and sunglasses. That's it.
Nice.
You know what? We want really not complicated. So wait, is that Brooklyn or is that Autumn? No,
that's Autumn who's doing the llama. Yeah. I don't know what Brooke is doing yet.
Nice.
That's a good question. I can't make it, so she has to buy that one. I can only make one.
And she's still into trick-or-treating, right?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? Free candy?
But, you know, this is the first year my son came to me and he said, Papa. No, he didn't call me that. So, Papa. He said, Papa, I don't want you.
I don't want to be a canter.
He's like, you can drop me. He's like, you can drop me off and pick me up. I'll call you. But you don't have to come around with me. And I kind of died a little bit inside.
Because you wanted to go too.
Well, you know, I like to snatch up a good Snickers bar every now and then.
You get it when he comes home.
Yeah, I will. No, but he...
Is he going with folks?
Yeah, around my specific area, the trick-or-treating really sucks. Well, it doesn't. If we trick-or-treat, there aren't a lot of kids in my immediate area, so it's not fun. But everywhere we go, we get a ton of candy because everyone's like, take three. And they're like, oh, it's you guys. Hey, take five, you know. So you get a lot, but it's not fun. So what he'll do is he'll go around here, say hi to everybody, get a crap load of candy. Then he'll go to his friend's area, which is maybe a quarter mile away. Where it seems like that's the area where all of the people decided to have kids. And and they basically, you know, it's like the streets are just packed with kids. And that's where you get the starbursts and you get the, you know, now and laters.
Ooh.
No, you don't get the Snicker bars and you don't get the Kit Kats. And
I don't know.
But you have more fun getting it, so... Yeah, we put out candy. We leave it out in there in a bucket.
And it's gone?
No.
Like two people show up, take it all.
No, people don't. It's there.
My area, they do. I did that one last year. And we, you know, I left it out front, took the kids around, and we're in a cul-de-sac.
Oh, I didn't know you're on a cul-de-sac.
Mine is a cul-de-sac, and then we go up. And then the next block over is another cul-de-sac. And by the time I got back, that shit was all gone.
Now, do you hate living on a cul-de-sac sometimes because people turn down there and then turn around?
No, I have not. Believe it or not, I've not seen that happen.
What? Come on.
I've not seen that happen. Not on mine, anyway.
No. People who live on cul-de-sacs tend to have garage sales a lot for some reason. And I will not go to a garage sale on a cul-de-sac.
Why?
It's too much pressure.
Oh, God.
Because I need to do a drive-by. Because if I'm going to go by your garage sale and it's going to be racks of clothing, I'm not stopping. And cul-de-sac, you got to turn down there, and everybody looks up at you, and they're like, and I'm just looking at them like, that's the worst garage sale I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I have no interest. Now I have to turn around, make this 3-point turn.
You know what I do? I just pull into someone's driveway and back out.
Yeah, but I live in Hewlett. People probably put out cones, so you can't do that. Don't do that. Call the police. Jeez. All right, so enough racism. Let's get back to the racism.
There's plenty of racism in this episode. Are you kidding?
Well, this episode, the title is A Halloween Dream. The Halloween Dream. Jeez. The Halloween Dream has very little to do with Halloween, unfortunately. But, you know, this is considered the worst episode.
It opens up on Pa and Carrie carving a pumpkin.
Yeah. No, but I mean, it's not like Halloween.
No, I know. There's other Halloween specific episode, isn't there? Isn't there?
Shouldn't it be cooler out? Shouldn't the weather be a little bit more, I mean, less summery?
Yeah, I was like, why does Albert have a tan? I was like, is he like practicing to be the Indian?
It's like, you know, tomorrow's November 1st, right? Thanksgiving's in 3 weeks. That's like, what are you doing?
I wanted to ask you, I started looking online. I was like, Stony Pass, is that like a real place or something?
It's funny you ask.
You know, Albert's reading this book just before he takes a nap because he's 10. Right. And then like the episode takes place in desert. And I was like, is that where Walnut Grove is?
Yeah. You know, another thing that's funny is that they're going towards them. And then in the next shot, they're going, if you look at the mountains, they're actually going the opposite direction. So it's kind of weird. It's like in those old Westerns where you pass the same rock every like 3 minutes. But I did find an interesting book about the a thrilling narrative of the Minnesota Massacre and the Sioux War of 1862 and 1963 by Alonzo Putnam. So this basically talks a lot about the battles that this might be based off of. But I couldn't find anything that was called Stony Pass. You know.
I couldn't either, and the only massacre
is Stony Creek.
Yeah. Is that the one in Colorado? Like, yeah. I saw one in Colorado, but that was like Indians being massacred.
And that was during the War of 1812, which I guess they could have been reading about.
Really? Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But then the book that Albert was reading was The Massacre at Stony Pass. I couldn't find a book that existed.
Yeah, that's what I kept doing Google searches on Stony Pass, Massacre at Stony Pass. Couldn't find anything. So this is all out of Michael Landon's head.
Son of a gun.
And he has a very narrow view of Indians. Like that opening clip that we played. If you saw that, you would have seen a whole bunch of Indians smoking a crack pipe. And there's like one Indian who's nodding out because he smoked too much. He's falling asleep.
Yeah, it's like,
I was like, oh man, this is like,
it's bizarre.
I bet you Frank Dacova is like really a Jewish man. I bet he's
Dacova. I mean, he's like Jewish. He sounds Italian.
Italian, okay, yeah. That's okay.
Yeah, he says mozzarella. So I'm gonna play a first clip of Carrie and Pa talk with the pumpkin carving, and we get to hear Carrie's lines. We also get to see Carrie's very long hair, which I don't recall it being this long. It's out of control long.
Oh.
Also, right, Carrie's not going trick-or-treating. So
say that after the clip. So Albert and Laura are getting into costume. They're going to a party at Nellie's. And Carrie's not going?
No.
What?
Yeah.
That, you know, when one of my daughter's friends has a sleepover, you know, a party, a birthday party, doesn't matter. Doesn't, you know, the age groups are different, doesn't matter. Both daughters are going. You can't invite one and no, not bring the other.
Absolutely. With birthdays, I couldn't agree more. Now we're talking Boy Scouts, okay? In Boy Scouts, we have these younger girls who are the sisters who are, you know, nobody in my troop listens to the show. They're tremendous pains in the ass. And they run around during our meetings, all this stuff. So they're out camping this weekend. And we just said flat out, no family allowed. None. It's, you know, parents wow. are allowed, of course. But
not even.
Not even.
Not even.
Well, if they do want to come, they do have to take an adult leadership, like, online course and get a background check. Just can't, yep. can't just be putting, you know, these people, you know, around my kid. So, all right. So I'm going to play this first clip and we'll take it from there. And there's flowers growing.
Right. It looks like spring.
It does. It actually looks warm, warm for spring.
How's it look?
Kind of scary.
Supposed to be kind of scary. That's what Halloween's all about.
I don't like Halloween because there's ghosts and things that can eat you up when you're asleep.
Come on, Carrie, there is not, and you know it. Just a bunch of folks dressing up in costumes and making believe, just like Laura and Albert.
Can I go see them now?
They said they'd come out when they were ready. Just gonna have to wait.
All right.
I tell you what, you can put in the candy.
Okay.
Put in the candy? You put candle or candy?
That is your Halloween experience. Now go clean out the barn, please.
And here's a rifle. Go put down the dog.
Hey, in another few seconds, like, Ma and Pa are going to laugh at something Carrie says. Like, what a stupid kid we have.
Well, I'm going to play Laura and Albert putting on their feathers. So I think this is kind of funny how they're just kind of complaining. They're just like pinning a bunch of turkey feathers onto their heads.
Why don't you just use a hammer and a couple nails?
I'm sorry.
Hey, not so loud out here. I just put the baby down.
Sorry, Ma, but Laura's hurting me.
Well, it's not easy to pin this darn thing on. Would you just relax and stand still?
Relax. I'm going to stand here an hour while she's been using me as a pin cushion. She says relax.
Now listen, I'm doing you a favor, Albert Ingalls. Do you want to win first prize at Nellie's Halloween party or don't you?
What do you think they're giving away for first prize?
Who's giving away first prize?
Nellie.
Can I mention one thing about the party, though? I'm sorry. I just wanted to...
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe it'll come up in a scene later. Well, anyway. So it's a kid's party, right?
Yeah.
But later on, Albert says, you know, when they first see the Indians in the dream, one of them says... Oh, I bet Mrs. Olson invited every bachelor in town because these guys seem older. And I was like, why would Mrs. Olson invite all the bachelors in town unless it's going to be some kind of funky Halloween
party? Well, what bachelors?
In town, all the bachelors.
No, but which – like, who's a bachelor? You have Doc Baker.
Oh, right.
Reverend Alden.
The Tinkerer.
We haven't seen him since season one. Maybe we can dust him off. We can have Tinker come out. I do want to just mention also two listeners, Megan Parker and her son Judah Parker. Judah's also a Boy Scout, like my son is. And I'm just kind of curious what and they live on Long Island. So I'm just kind of curious what they are going to be doing for Halloween. So I just wanted to do a little shout out. I think that's what the kids are calling it these days. But but I had the opportunity to actually meet them a couple weeks ago, and that was pretty cool. I gave Megan some of my homemade brewed beer. Hopefully, I haven't heard from Megan, so hopefully it worked out okay. No, and I had the opportunity to meet her son, Judah, who's really, really a great kid. So,
nice.
If you're listening, hello. And happy Halloween.
And if you want to meet any of the hosts of Walnut Grove Cast, just invite us over for dinner.
We're going to have a hot wing meetup at Croxley's Ale House in Rockville Center. Actually, if you're ever on Long Island and you want the best hot wings on Long Island, you go to Croxley's Ale House, Rockville Center.
Plug.
Tell them Mark sent you. No, that won't mean anything. They will look at you and go, who?
And give them code hashtag WGC discount.
You go up there, you say, look, you SOB. Mark said, I get half price wings tonight. And then, yeah, don't do that. So, all right. So we have these two knuckleheads.
Knotheads.
Putting feathers on their heads. And their costumes actually look halfway decent.
Can I ask?
A couple of white kids.
Why are they putting on this costume, the headdress, everything, and they're gonna go take a nap?
Well, because like, Ma is a sadist. Because they're gonna be up until 9 o'clock or something like that.
I know, but you don't put the headdress on and then go lay down on it.
That's a good point. Hey, look at Albert's hair. His big poofy hair is gonna keep the feathers off the pillow.
It's like a mullet he's got.
I don't know what he has.
Yeah, I do. But I didn't no butt. Just stand still.
As soon as you finish there, I want you to go take a nap.
What?
A nap?
What?
How old am I?
You're going to be out a lot later than usual.
Oh, Ma.
Just do as I say. You'll thank me later.
Sounds like a threat to me. It just sounds kind of like, well, look, you can either say you don't want to take a nap and then you'll have to take a nap. Albert does look like he's a 10.
That's a deep tan. Are you kidding me?
It is.
Laura, pale as always. You mean to tell me they don't have chores to do instead of taking them out?
Sure.
No, they carry doing them all.
Oh, that's true.
The only ones dressed like Indians.
Sure, I'm sure.
Sure hope you're right after going through all this.
There. All through. Well, what do you think?
Hey, I really do look like a chief. What do you think, Bob?
I'm not sure. Either a very small chief or a very large chicken.
Very funny. Let's go to Bob.
I hate you, Ma. I hate you.
You're not my mother.
Oh my! I'm waiting for that, right? For some reason, we have this crazy buzz going on. I don't know if you can hear it.
It's faint on my end.
It's really bothering me. But we're going to just handle it. Oh.
Something
did everything go low? Did I go low?
You're out.
Oh, man. All right.
Oh, there you are.
That's the volume. All right. We'll have to work on that. I just reconfigured all of my recording, so I'm probably crossing a wire somewhere. Son of a gun! All right. We are now 22 minutes into the episode, and into the Walnut Grove episode, and we are 3 minutes and 18 seconds into this, so I say what we do is we skedaddle on, and we jump into it. We cannot skip the next scene, though, with Carrie talking about probably the most horrifying words to ever be said on Little House on the Prairie. Ever. This is worse than the root cellar.
Oh, I don't know.
We got 2 candles in there. I think we ought to put in 1 more, huh? Uh-oh, here comes the tribe.
We're all ready, Paul. Doesn't Albert look like a chief?
Let me see.
That's very racist, I just have to say. You cannot do this now. Here comes the tribe. Like, what?
This whole episode is full of casual racism, casual sexism, because Albert's constantly calling Laura, a knothead.
Right, right.
There is fat shaming.
Oh yeah.
When the fat squaw comes in, the one who's all hot and giggly for Albert.
Drug use.
There's the drug.
Casual
like,
drug
these
use.
These Indians are like lazy do nothings. Can I mention one more thing?
Yeah.
As we play clips.
I'm sorry.
Watch Pa's hair. It is dirty and unkempt and every outside scene, and it's really bad later on when he goes to meet the Indians, it's blowing in his face.
Spoiler
it's like,
alert,
guy,
come on.
God, like, what? Could you not find a, could you not put a something up to block the wind or something?
Would you brush your hair with a pork chop?
I think, like, at 2311, if you take a screenshot, that should be posted on the page. Because his hair is just, like, all in his face. It's
when
hilarious.
When we get to it, I'm going to take a screenshot.
Okay.
All right, here's a...
It looked like a very small chief.
Or a very big chicken. Ma already said it.
You both look great.
Well, now your pa's seen you both. Off to your naps.
Okay, come on, let's get it over with.
I'll wake you in 2 hours.
Okay.
2 hours?
They really look like Indians, don't they, Carrie?
That's what I mean.
I'm sure glad they're not ghosts.
What's all this talk about ghosts lately?
Laura's been telling me about them.
Oh, she has she?
Albert, too. They say ghosts come when you're asleep and they eat you up. They eat your mouth off first so you can't yell.
Hold on. They eat your mouth off, you know, so you can't yell. Well, I mean, it's stupid because how do you eat the mouth off? But it's a really horrifying visual that she's talking about here.
Unfortunately, this was not explored in that episode of In Carrie's Netherworld.
Yeah, exactly.
That would have been a great visual.
Well, I think we've got to have a little talk with your brother and sister.
Right now. Carrie, go tell Laura and Albert we'd like to see them.
Yes, Ma.
Beat them.
She's like, I got them in trouble.
But here's another thing is, he doesn't talk to them, does he? Did I miss that?
No, we don't see it.
No. I mean, he should have punished them. Said, you know what, you're going to be picking cotton or corn or whatever the hell they're growing this year.
And then Ma and Pa just freaking rip into their kid.
Yeah, they just make fun of the poor girl. So, all right. So, poor Carrie. She's just simply...
She gets scared by the little kid. The little baby who's wrapped up in a towel.
Right, she walks in and Gracie's under a sheet, and she's just like... it's more of a visual. A lot of stuff in this episode is visual, but a lot of it is worth discussing, I think.
There is a lot of filler in this movie. Like, they are padding mm-hmm. this episode. There are long stretches where it's nothing but music as, you know, it's like a tracking shot following behind the soldiers. Mm-hmm. And then they walk across a yard and then into a room at Stony Pass, or just right now we're going to go. I timed this from the time that we pan over Laura sleeping, and then you go over to Albert and he's reading the book, then he falls asleep, through that Indian scene in the beginning where the music never stops, it's like it's almost like 4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah, it even the chase at the end.
Oh my God, that chase went on forever.
Now, did you ever watch The Brady Bunch?
Of course.
All right, good. So Leah Mitchell's probably listening right now. Leah is also a big Brady Bunch fan. Do you remember the episode Bobby's, is it Bobby who's infatuated with Billy the Kid or something?
Yes.
Like
yes.
And yeah. And it becomes a thing where he's on the train and he's shooting. I thought that's what this was kind of going to be. When I first saw it, I thought it was going to be a ripoff of they're going to learn a lesson at the end, because I think at the end of that Brady Bunch episode, he meets like somebody who whose grandfather was killed by Billy the Kid. Or I don't remember actually the details of that particular Brady episode.
It's like Jesse James.
Yeah, it was Jesse James. Yep. And I thought that it was going to be that, but we really don't walk away with much of a lesson. spoiler alert.
Except that Indians are bad.
Yeah, Indians are bad, and they run when there are white men with guns.
We need to build a wall between us and the Indians.
Right. It's exactly. It's 40 years early, and if you look really closely, you could see Donald Trump in the back building a wall. But a lot of
things about this episode, the structure and the dream itself, don't make sense. I mean, like you said, it's Albert's dream, but Laura turns out to be the hero. Like, she's the crack shot at the end during the chase.
Wait, spoiler. There really is no spoiler. So no. Albert's reading in bed, and he falls asleep. And there's the music cue that he's in dreamland. A lot like a Brady episode. I'm going to go right to where they're smoking, because I think that's kind of a funny scene.
Well, that's the one we played.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. I you know what? I didn't pay attention to it visually, but it's funny because when the pipe actually gets to Laura and Albert, they're coughing.
Oh, you're talking that one. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about...
I thought that was that one.
No, there's a... Where they smoke is a little bit later on when they get captured.
Well, I'm going to go to your clip here where it says lots of music.
All right, I warned you.
I'll play 30 seconds of it.
Don't feather searching me to death.
Stop complaining. Just think of that prize.
I'm trying to.
Wish we knew what that prize would be, by the way.
It's Nellie and Mrs. Olson, so it's probably something cheap.
A roast? a rasher of bacon?
Hey, look it.
Hey, look it.
I thought we were going to be the only ones dressed like Indians for Nellie's party.
Well, I was sure we were.
You were sure. You and your big imagination.
So I was wrong. At least you're the only one that's dressed like a chief.
So they're real Indians, of course. or Native Americans. We should call them Native Americans. Kind of. We keep calling them Indians. When did Indians become like a non-PC word? I guess maybe in the 90s? When,
Can we use Redskin?
Injun? Oh my god. I think when Dances with Wolves came out, it became non-PC or something. Little gray paws. No. So, all right. So what we have is the Indians, for lack of a better term, think that Albert is Sitting Bull's son.
Son
of Sitting Bull.
Yep.
Because he's like the whitest kid around. Why not?
I know it's.
It's a dream. All right. So. We're in the Ingalls kitchen, and Pa and Ma are talking. And I can't tell if this is real or fake.
Right. I was going to say, like, there are – so it's Albert's dream, but he's got scenes of Pa with the Confederates or whatever the army
is. We don't know. We think
I'm not sure. But then there's actual, like, I guess they went to a commercial break and they had to remember to remind the audience that Albert's upstairs dreaming. So that's.
Yeah, like they need to do the fuzzies on the side to make it look like a dream. Sequence.
And then at the end, it's all meta because it's real time, but it's the dream starting again. And that's when Albert runs away. So
did you ever did you watch North and South? Back in the 80s.
I did not. That one I didn't watch.
Yeah, I mean, I think Patrick Swayze was in that. If we had Swayze in here, we'd know what side we're on. For crap's sakes.
Was he North or South?
I think he was North. The good guys. The good guys. But you know, actually, you do remember the episode where Pa inherits all that Confederate money.
No.
Oh, really? We covered that.
Pa?
Pa gets an inheritance. It's a hilarious episode. He gets a huge inheritance, right, from an uncle. And he finally gets it delivered. He opens it up. It's Confederate money. It's useless. I mean, if he held on to it.
Oh, Ralph!
In 2019, it would be worth something on the collector's market. But 150 years ago, I think it was kind of worthless.
That's like a Ralph Cramden thing.
It
right
is.
There.
It's a $4 billion. All right.
Sheriff,
Charles, this is Commander Kaiser.
Oh, no, this Commander, is dream time. This is dream time.
Yeah, this is definitely. Whenever there's Commander Kaiser,
right.
Sounds like a German. He, he. By the way, this guy is crazy tall. I don't know if you noticed that.
What about you? Pleasure to finally get to meet you. This is my wife, Carolyn.
Pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure's mine, Mrs. Ingalls.
May I get you some coffee?
No, thank you. We don't have time. We've just learned there's a large gathering of the tribes a short distance from Walnut Grove, and some of the No-Shoot Nations are involved.
It's strange. We haven't had trouble with the No-Shoots for years.
I know. They're being influenced, I believe, by the Lightfoot tribe.
That's not all of it. One of the commander's scouts has found out that Running Bull's son is on his way here.
Running Bull?
You know him, then?
Just the stories I've heard. I've never met him. He's never been this far south before.
Well, the son is just like him.
Then he says south. No, but Minnesota, they're in Minnesota, right?
I was going to ask you.
Minnesota's north. Yeah, they're not part of the Confederacy.
And it's surrounded by desert and mountains like wow. Apparently this is?
It was shot in California.
And he's coming here with a shipment of stolen Army repeating rifles.
Oh, no.
Colts?
We've taken over the abandoned town of Stony Pass. We're using it as a hub for our defense, gathering all the families there.
Laura and Albert aren't here. They went to a party at Nellie's house.
Oh, well, they're probably already in Stony Pass, Charles. The commander has sent his troops to every house in Walnut Grove.
I'll get the children dressed.
It's the middle of the day. Why aren't they dressed? Carrie, put some pants on. Stop playing with the twigs in your wall. So we go to the on-location shoot, and there's teepees, and they got the whole thing on. There are more extras in this episode than maybe any other Little House on the Prairie episode. I'm not really sure if there's a limit to the amount that they have used. I mean, not a limit, but if there's an amount that is more excessive than this.
Lots of horses.
Yeah, a lot of horses that look like they get hurt, by the way. That was a little bit upsetting.
During the chase?
Yes. I don't know how it's done.
They're stunned horses. They do that all the time.
Stunned horses. What is that? They're... Albert was eating one. So
they're like the Hooper of horses, okay?
I was wondering, is that how a horse, like a stunt horse, is? They take a fall or something?
Yeah, they're somehow trained to do that somehow trained to do that when an explosion goes off right
yeah,
right next to them.
Oh man, these poor horses. It breaks my heart. So Laura and Albert have a plan. They're kind of being held at the Indian camp because they're being considered kind of royalty at this point. You don't happen to have the clip of the giggling girl?
Yes, I do. It is at
12:13.
That's the one, but it goes for a while. So
all right. So let's see. I can... By the way, I thought that the Indians had repeating rifles. They only have spears, so I don't really understand.
And bow and arrows, yeah.
Yeah, and it wouldn't be a Colt repeating rifle. I think it was Winchester repeating rifle back then. I have to look that up.
Outside. Shh. Would you please be quiet and let me think?
You can sneak out of here. Escape.
Forget it. You just said yourself there are a million Indians out there.
Oh, yeah. I've got to do something.
This is, again, a very visual gag. He sees something and he makes a big yelp. I'll play the yelp.
What is it? What is it? It's a scalp, you nuthead!
So he calls her a knothead a few times.
He's never done that before.
Called her a knothead?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I know
never, him. He's never treated her the way he treats her in this episode.
Well, it's his dream, so.
I guess.
They do have a strange relationship, these two, you know. So the Winchester rifle was designed in 1866. So it makes sense that that would be the rifle that they would have, the repeating Winchester rifle. The Henry rifle, actually. So I think that's the rifle that really kind of revolutionized the all wars, for that matter. I think the military started buying them up. Good times. So
you researched all of this?
I just did a quick search. Repeating rifle, 1860s.
Oh, my God.
So what do we have next?
If you skip to 1404, the tiny pebble squaw will come in soon after.
All right, here we go.
This is where they're smoking the crack.
Yeah, they're kind of like, oh, you're going to like this opium.
We want to get the girl stoned so we can gang rape her.
Oh, no.
We are glad you have come to lead us against Bluecoats.
Where are the many army rifles you promised?
Army rifles? Oh, they will come in 2 seconds.
That is good. It will give us time to plan the attack. First, we will kill Bluecoats in the top.
What a boring dream, by the way. So this won't be the first time that we see Albert smoking. The next time that we see him smoking, of course,
he's got a real problem.
He is a real problem. Yeah, it's not in a dream. Let me tell you that. So it becomes more of a nightmare. So to speak. All right. So they smoke the peace pipe. And we have the giggly girls come in, handing them bowls of something. Looks like oatmeal or something.
Right?
You eat good.
Yes, ma'am.
You want more? You call for tiny pebbles.
The hell's so funny? That would really bother me, tiny pebble. Throw the bowl at her. So he's eating the food. He's like, oh, this is pretty good. And Laura breaks it to him. It's horse.
Horse I don't know meat. Why horse would look like that, but whatever.
Yeah.
You're right. It looks like gruel or something.
Gruel.
Did you notice Tiny Pebble was played by the same lady who played that, I don't know, Hawaiian nurse on MASH?
Really?
No, I'm kidding.
You never know.
They just look alike.
Did you look up who Tiny Pebbles was? It's Rosa Hamilton. Hey, she
of
was...
that's her name.
Rosa Hamilton, exactly. Actually, according to this, this is the only time that she has done anything. So.
Ouch, I can see why.
Yeah. It's terrible. All right, so back at home.
Back at the ranch.
Yeah, we're really jumping around. This episode doesn't make a lot of sense, so we're trying to make the best of it. Back at home at the real Ingalls house in the present time, in the current dimension.
Is this the present time one? Okay.
Yes.
They're both fast asleep. I hate to wake them.
Another half hour won't hurt. You gonna have supper with us?
No, they said they wanted to eat at Nellie's.
You know what supper's gonna be? Candy, cake, then more candy.
Don't I know? I must say I am proud of Laura, though. There's a lot of work in those costumes.
I know, they look cute, don't they?
Just hope they win a prize.
I just hope they don't start an Indian uprising.
Get a TV.
Why is Pa eating, but Ma isn't? Like, she's just watching him. Like, can I have some? Can I have some? It's the only ration left.
This is my dinner before your dinner, and it's then we're gonna have a real dinner. Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense.
The way she's like watching him, she's like. Hey, you want to go fuck in the barn while the kids are asleep?
By the twig?
Oh, shit. Carrie's out there. That's all right. We'll tell her.
So we're at back to Dreamland. The reason why we know it's Dreamland is we see them reading a book, and this time it's Massacre at Stony Pass, which is, we discussed this. It's a non-existent event, and the book doesn't seem to exist. And I don't know. I don't really know what this is based upon, but here we go. Native Americans love to use trumpets, right?
I was going to say that persistent. I was going to say that persistent Indian tom-toms underneath all of that is pretty racist itself, too. It's like
it's like Bugs Bunny or something.
Yeah, it's like doing like cliche Asian music when an Asian is on screen.
Right, you're expecting Bob Hope to come out or something, or Tim Conway.
This is what golf. I like, where Pa like sees that his kids are among the Indians, so he goes out to meet them. And here's what's great. Like, you know how in the James Bond movies he's supposed to be a secret agent, but everybody knows who he is. They all know he's a secret agent. Somehow the Indians know Pa. Like,
it's the best.
I know Pa Ingalls. He's a good man. Again, I know it's a dream, but I was like, come on.
Yeah, it's a bit much.
But this is the scene where Pa's hair is just like out of control.
And you were saying that's a 2311?
Hold on.
His hair?
I would start it at 2129.
2129.
So, and just watch the hair.
There's actually a pretty decent comedic moment here when he's looking through the, what do you call that? It's not really a telescope. Yeah, you know what I mean. It's like what people use on a boat. I guess it's a small telescope. And he's just going through like the lineup, and then he kind of zooms back. It's pretty funny. So he says, I need a white flag, and they're going to go up and talk to him.
I like the way Pa just orders around that Confederate general. He's like, get me a horse.
Not a Confederate general.
Whatever.
White man shows his flag of truce.
It's Pa.
Get not it, see?
It's Pa. Mean much dust in air.
Kill him.
Kill him. So it's funny that he's like making up words, and then he's telling these people who are fluent in the language that what it means.
Hey, though, don't forget, Albert also says "ugh" a few
times. He says it. I think Laura picks up on that too. By the way, it's a running gag as well that they think that Laura is a boy.
Wait! He shows white flag.
A white man's trick.
No.
It's true.
It is Charles Ingalls. He was friend of my father. He is good man.
There are no good white men.
So, right here, when he's like, he was a friend with my father, and it's like, it goes right back to Spaceballs.
The good dark helmet. Reference.
Yeah, with like dark helmet, you know, and it's silly. It really does make no sense. Even I know it's a dream, but it really makes no sense. Charles has friends everywhere.
Everywhere.
All right, so Pa goes and meets the Indians, and he goes to talk, and Pa's basically... I kind of missed this part. What do they talk about?
Well, Pa's going out to get his kids back, but then Albert like does the facial things and says, "Play along, play along." And so suddenly Pa has to play along. He wasn't expecting
that. I think I zoned out when I watched this. So
it's easy to do on this episode.
So they're back in the hut in the teepee, and So Laura and Albert plan to stop the Indians. And they come up with a plan.
We'll think of something.
But that's easier said than done.
Yeah.
By the way, where's that dog barking? Well, I didn't see any dogs.
Where the real son of Running Bull is. He's bound to show up sooner or later with those rifles.
Well, whether he does or not,
horse's name.
A lot of trouble comes sent up tomorrow.
If you listen closely, you hear them slaughtering a horse. Savages.
Promised him rifles and the time's up.
Oh, there's Nurse Kelly again.
Here's food.
Ugh. I think I could wait another minute.
Oh, this one has a little piece of saddle.
Right now she's just sitting there waiting for some action.
Yeah.
She wants it.
Laura looks like she's got a
strange color.
Ugh.
Very pretty.
Ugh, ugh.
Thank you.
I think I'm going to sit with you.
Laura's like,
good.
I think this girl's going to kiss me.
Is it that, or I don't know. It's like, why is she so afraid? Like,
well, the girl's just kind of, you know, violating her space. I mean, you know, it's like a Me Too movement right here. It's like boundaries, you know, a little bit. Jeez. So they still come up with more plans. I'll play some more of this.
I said that girl thinks I'm a boy.
That's it.
What's it?
That's how we're going to get out of here.
And what do they do?
They play this weird music.
Don't they tie up Little Pebble?
Yeah, it makes no sense.
I can't believe it.
Like, why would they exactly? Why would they not struggle? Like, it's just
because Albert probably just clocked her on the mouth.
You look lovely.
Thanks.
These little engine girls think that they're going to be slaughtered by these two people, and they're like laughing.
I think Albert was like tying up Little Pebble, and Little Pebble was like, oh, this is so kinky. I've never done this before. And that's how he got away with it.
Ugh. So again, Pop with the Confederates, we have him basically running the show now. Now, Pa's pretty much he's a colonel. It's Colonel Ingalls now. So they escape, by the way. They jump on two horses and, you know, they slit Little
Get
Pebble's throat.
Get out of there.
They hadn't gotten hold of those repeating rifles. We'd have nothing to worry about. But if the real son of Running Bull gets those rifles of Sly Fox and the others, we will not be able to hold this town.
I know there's a lot at stake, Commander, but right now all I can think about are my children. I can't see why we just don't ride into Sly Fox's camp and take it before the rifles arrive.
Mr. Ingalls, you see how many men are under my command. Our only protection is this town. On the open ground, we wouldn't stand a chance. I've sent word to...
Commander!
Yes, Sergeant?
I hate to disturb you, sir, but I think you better have a look at this for yourself.
What is it?
All right, bring him in!
So like I said, it's Colonel Ingalls now. Admiral.
Well, when they show that this Confederate general is like a wuss because he just dived under the table. And even later on when the big battle at the end happens, he goes up to his room. He's like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like the Keystone Cops all of a sudden. So Laura and Albert basically say, look, the only way that we're going to be able to really defeat all of this is to go back because we're heroes,
which doesn't make sense because they tied up the squaw and the squaw's going to be angry and someone's going to find the squaw if they haven't already found the squaw.
Right.
I wouldn't have thought Pa would have went along with that.
Oh, here we go.
And Merlin Olsen, he's just standing in the background.
What's he even there for? I don't even understand. Like, your kid's not involved in this. Go home.
So far.
Oh, nothing funny yet. I just hope no one goes into that teepee. Otherwise, we have a lot of explaining to do.
It's like 2 days later. I hope those kids are dead by now. And the smell isn't, you know, fermenting and wafting.
Well, we'll find out soon enough.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Exactly. Hey, guys, what's good? Yeah. I got a white Russian, thanks.
You have news for us, son of Running Bull.
Yes, Sly Fox. I have news.
Tell us when the rifles will come. Tell us when we may attack the white man.
Well?
Tell us news, O son of the great chief from the north.
Shut up for 2 seconds and I'll tell you.
Sly Fox, my news is not good. Many bluecoats have attacked my braves.
Laura notices that all of a sudden... They have rifles. This is a trick.
And have stolen the rifles. You must all go back to your own lands until I can get more weapons. I'm afraid... I am afraid...
My favorite character in this episode.
This is the plateau. It doesn't get worse than this, and it certainly doesn't get any better. This is such a terrible stereotype, it's not even funny.
You son of Running Bull.
Like, he's like waving around a plastic Tommy Hawk. You know? it's ridiculous.
Who else?
Like, what is... He looks like Darth Maul. It's
crazy.
What
they do with this character, I mean, he's always running with the tomahawk in this episode. Yeah. Even during the chase at the end, he's running on foot after everybody.
It's my ringtone. So, we have a crucifixion set up.
Right? This is like...
They're
this is like where Conan the Barbarian got this when they hung up Conan on the cross.
Right. I mean, this is like Jesus and the other two, you know, criminals that he was put on the cross next to. It's crazy. So I do find it funny that he was able to break off of it, you know, Albert.
Like, that is a telephone pole thick. Cross that he's on, and yet he breaks it. I know it's a dream. It's a dream, but still.
Yeah, Laura manages to untie, but Albert's still on the cross, and he goes running just like he's Jesus.
On the cross still.
Right, and it's crazy, and somehow he gets up in the wagon.
And stands with like the cross. He doesn't fall.
No,
he never falls.
No. So, yeah, this is the sound of the cross cracking.
Laura. Laura. I think this post is beginning to break off.
Do you think so?
I just heard it cracking.
And nobody sees this. It's so funny. And it just happens to be a horse and buggy right there with all the rifles. So they jump on.
Which Laura knows how to use and is a crack shot that she can throw out gunpowder and shoot a bullet into it and it blows up.
Yeah, she's a pretty incredible girl. So
This is where they really that son of Running Bull, like, he tries to get up on a horse and he can't make it, and then he's running like towards the camera for like 5-10 seconds at 36:08. Like, I just love that shot of him just
play it. Yeah, it's almost like a handheld shot.
Yeah.
Again, it's like tilted and everything. It's kind of funny.
But then this chase goes on. I mean, we're at 36 minutes and yeah, we still have 12 minutes left.
Well, here we go.
And
here,
this is all the whole thing.
We're at a hotel here. With Admiral Olson. I mean, Ingalls. Confederate soldiers just in there playing with like a Rubik's Cube or something.
Right? I would never sit still.
No, he actually, that's the North symbol, the two rifles, I believe.
What?
I'm going to look it up. I can't listen. That music is ridiculous.
This whole episode has the most music, I think, of any episode.
I kind of want to hear the Bugs Bunny thing, like dan 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 dan.
Did you get that Hava Nagila clip at the end?
I will. I
was like, oh my god, why are they playing Hava Nagila?
Wait, now let me see if this is the music I was just thinking of. No, it's not. That's just Bugs Bunny chase music. All right. But so,
what if I do a Google search for Bugs Bunny chase music?
Maybe it's this. I don't. There's so much Bugs Bunny, I guess, classical music that.
Oh yeah.
It's impossible. It would be impossible for us to find it in this period of time, but. Maybe not impossible.
Maybe it's just this one. If you do Bugs Bunny Rides Again, The Chase.
That's the one I think I just tried.
Oh, is that the one you just tried?
Yeah, that's the
one. I thought it.
I'll go towards the end.
Yeah, Ringo's, that's the one I was thinking of.
Dun, 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 dun. It's like Lone Ranger music.
Yep.
We're pulling a VHS rewind here with the I'm gonna search live. So here's more of the Little House music. And yeah, and this chase scene goes on forever, and she's throwing gunpowder buckets or, you know, barrels of gunpowder out and shooting them. And one of them, the horse, I swear the horse looks like it's going to completely get killed. I think the horse did get...
Stunt horse. Nothing like the life of a Hollywood stuntman.
I don't know. So, we have Laura shooting. You gotta stop those Indians. It's like terrible.
And blow them up.
Right, it's not
like
even enough.
Laura firing a gun. I mean, just think of that for a second. I mean, she's aiming to hurt.
Yeah, she's aiming to kill. All right, here we go. This is where they're in some crappy little town protecting.
It must have happened, Commander. They should have been back by now.
All we can do is wait and hope.
Why do you always say that?
I can't think of anything else to say.
We should have let him go in the first place. It was too great a risk.
It was their decision. They're a brave pair. Especially that son of yours. He wouldn't know the meaning of the word fear.
No.
It's ridiculous. And it's really, I can see why so many people hate this episode.
So this is not a well-loved episode?
No, this is considered the worst episode. I mean, I can think of ones that are worse. I don't want to start listing them. Hurt people's feelings or something. Here's your buddy back, the son of Sitting or Standing Bull?
Sitting Bull.
Yeah, it's the U.S. Cavalry. So,
oh, the cavalry.
Okay. Yeah, the U.S. Cavalry.
That's the word I was thinking of.
So the U.S. Cavalry is the North. Let's see. The United States Cavalry, or the U.S. Cavalry, was the designation of the mounted force of the United States Army by an act of Congress. 1861, this act converted the U.S. Army's two regiments of dragoons, whatever that is. So it's like a military. So it's the army. Cavalry is essentially the original army. I don't know. It's the North. There were no, this is not the South. All right, so let's play the Hava Nagila. Nagila. Hava. Na, 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 na.
So that is it. Okay, so this counts.
Albert, come on. Come on, wake up. Wake up, son. Son.
I don't hear it.
Come on, wake up.
No, it's later after he runs
Albert,
away.
Wake up. Come on, son, wake up.
Wake up, son. What are you on, that drug? What are you on, morphine, boy?
Paul. Oh, Paul. Must have been dreaming.
Like Dorothy waking up
pretty
from
good one. Heck of a time waking
exactly.
up.
And you were there? And you were there?
Yes, sir. Only a dream.
Sure was nice of Pa to borrow these
horses for us.
Now we really look like Indians.
Sure hope so. Feathers itch me something awful.
Will you stop?
Now, I hate taking naps. Are you a nap person?
Now I am, yeah. I need it.
I find when I take a nap, it ruins the entire day.
Oh, it does. Oh, yeah. And you never fully wake up almost. You know what I mean? It's
like
I'm not refreshed.
When you wake up.
Yeah, I'm not refreshed after a nap. I need to just go back to bed for the rest of the day.
You gotta go take a nap.
Okay, just think of that. Surprise.
That's just what you said in my dream.
What dream?
Oh, this crazy dream I had today. We were riding along just like this, and I was itching, and you said,
"Oh,
look
snap!"
At you.
Well, I'll be darned. I was sure we'd be the only ones dressed like Indians. Yeah! I don't know. Just a bad sport, I guess.
There it is.
It's very strange. Yeah, good ear.
Is that just because that song is in the public domain and they can use it?
No, I would imagine they would have recorded that and they were like, throw it in there. It's Halloween.
The band was just like jamming.
Said, that's so strange. It. Yeah, and it's like, wow, that's strange. But, that was a very interesting episode. But yeah, considered one of the worst. Fans and critics consider this to be the least popular episode of the series.
It's really
it's a tough one.
Bad. I mean, it's badly written. It's badly directed. It's badly acted.
Well, my favorite one. I definitely can choose episodes I think are much worse. Absolutely.
Like, I'm just curious. Like, what? I'm trying to think of one that would have been. I said this with the Mrs. Olsen opening a restaurant Terminator episode with Colonel Sanders. Like, when they do this kind of, you know, frivolous
throwaway thing.
Yeah, throwaway, and it's too jokey. It doesn't work. I like it better when there's nothing but despair and it's just awful things happening to everybody.
We like development of characters. There's continuity. Yeah. It's a tough one because there's really no substance to this episode at all.
At all. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty weak.
I don't even think we got to see the Olsons, aside from Willie. That was it. I mean, and Jonathan was in there, but it really made no sense that he was in this episode.
They had to keep Merlin Olsen busy.
Yeah. All right. You know what? It's in his contract. He's got to be in the episode. What?
He's got a day off from doing the football on Sunday. So.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I forgot he used to do that.
I think there were some later episodes, like when it was even Laura wasn't there anymore. Mm-hmm. Those episodes are pretty bad.
Like, I don't think so.
I can't watch those.
I don't know.
The characters I love are gone.
They'll never be gone.
Even if they're in Indian garb, I would rather watch that than those later episodes.
I don't know. I think once you learn where those people came from, like the Carters, I'm assuming that's what you mean, the Carters who moved into the little house.
Yeah.
You start kind of, you know, buying into it. I don't know. You get good old David Friedman in there and you get, but, I like those episodes. I also think that they're a little bit slicker. Maybe you don't like that. They're a little bit more modern.
Yeah. That could be part of it. Yeah.
People have telephones, you know? but Christopher, thank you very much for doing this episode of Walnut Grovecast.
It was a good one.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider supporting Walnut Grovecast by heading over to patreon.com/walnutgrovecast. Any support is appreciated.